Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the third chapter of John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Has it ever occurred to you that human wisdom is a questionable commodity? For example, we have all heard common expressions which seem to contain more than a bit of truth. The problem arises when one seemingly truthful statement contradicts another seemingly truthful statement. Now, in case I've lost you, let me give you a few examples. Feel free to take some time to think about them and savor the disagreeing concepts. So, which expression will you believe? The one which says, "You're never too old to learn," or the one which maintains, "You can't teach an old dog new tricks"? How about, "Many hands make light the work," or, "Too many cooks spoil the broth"? Then there's, "The best things in life are free," or, "There is no such thing as a free lunch." Will you believe opposites attract, or birds of a feather flock together? Of course, we all know two is company, three is a crowd, but we also believe the more the merrier. Within the last year or so, I've seen a lot of people carrying signs and wearing t-shirts which said Black Lives Matter. Not so long afterwards, I saw other people carrying signs and wearing t-shirts which said Blue Lives Matter. As I listened to each group's emotional appeals, I found those folks didn't seem to like each other very much. Even more, they wanted me to join them in disliking the other group. It seemed as if I liked blue lives, I had to dislike black lives, and vice versa. Knowing a lot was at stake, I listened very carefully to what they said. After listening to the Black Lives Matter folk, I had to agree, black lives do matter. Then listening to the Blue Lives Matter people, I ended up agreeing with them. All in all, it was a very confusing experience. Finally, I decided to take it to the Lord and get his opinion. When I asked the Lord, "Do blue lives matter or do black lives matter?" he said yes. I asked for a clarification and he said, "When I grant life to someone, that someone becomes valuable. Indeed, they are so valuable that when they sinned, I sent my Son into this world to save them from the condemnation of sin. So they might live, I allowed my Son to suffer and die. Now I send my Holy Spirit into the world to tell everyone that faith in Jesus forgives and gives value to that person in their present life and in the one which is to come." So I said, "Blue lives matter," and God said yes. "And black lives," and God said yes. Then before I asked my next question, he said, "And unborn lives, and old lives, and lonely lives, and poor lives, and crippled lives, and every life." Then, lest I not understand, he said, "Ken, listen carefully to what I am going to say." Well, I listened as very slowly and very clearly God said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." We pray. Dear Lord, following the example of your all-encompassing love, grant that I may realize all lives matter. Then may I reach out to all those lives and tell them about what Jesus has done for them. In the Savior's name I pray. Amen.